The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she has had paranormal experiences her entire life. But why?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? Because we would love to hear it. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in your story at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, only you can decide. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it there 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here today.
I think it's interesting how some people have paranormal experiences their entire lives. And sometimes, you know, I think for us, you know, having experiences when we were young, maybe that opened us up more to having them later in life. I think that's kind of the case for a lot of people. But some people, like this story, like she's had some really big experiences like throughout her whole life.
And it could just be her.
Place to place,
just,
yeah.
She is just very, very open to the spiritual world. It could just be who she is. I always thought that because we lived in a house that kind of just opened us up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that whether we would have been as, I don't know, because I still seems to have, seems.
I seems to still have some things happening.
But I, you know, I still do. Yeah. So maybe I always would have anyway, like her. But
have you ever thought if you wouldn't have had those experiences as a kid, would you be having them now? I don't know. You just don't know.
Right.
And then I just think it's interesting, like sometimes how some people have significant experiences and then other people, you know, they go out looking for it and they can't get an experience.
Mm-hmm. And then there's people that have them and go, but I don't know.
I know. What is up with those people?
I was walking down the street, saw a werewolf and I don't know.
It looked like a werewolf.
He chased me home, but I don't know.
I don't know what that was. But no, I've never had any experiences.
Except for the guy that just walked past with a knife sticking out of his back.
Yeah, that one time, there's that guy that walked through the living room wall. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and he left his skin on the other side of the wall, but I don't know.
I don't believe in that kind of stuff. You people. So here is the first story. It says, hi, I have sort of had a strange track record with paranormal experiences. I consider myself to be agnostic. I don't really believe in a God, but I can't explain my experiences either. So I live in a weird limbo of credulity and skepticism. I was raised in a strict conservative Christian household, though, and my mom was always very insistent that anything paranormal was either spiritual warfare, mostly demons, or shameless bids for attention. Okay, that's an interesting way to look at that spiritual. What's the shameless bids for attention mean? Like, that means that I'm telling you I had an experience, so I'm having the shameless bid for attention.
And you're just making it up?
Or is it the guy that just walked through the wall? Is he having a shameless bid for attention?
I don't know. Is she just insinuating that the kids were making it up? And yeah, so maybe therefore that's it was just you doing that?
Because it's not the ghosts that are...
You know, I'm scared, I want to come to bed. That's you just acting up, maybe?
You and your darn shameless bid for attention. Go back to bed. That's my guess, I guess.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember outright telling her about the things I saw until I was an adult. And even though she firmly believes in the paranormal, she doesn't believe that someone as ordinary as her daughter would be able to experience it.
Oh, I'm so sad about that.
Mom is confusing to me. Spiritual warfare, shameless bids for attention. I believe in the paranormal, but you're too ordinary for it to happen to you. This mom is all over the damn place. Oh,
well, you know, I believe you.
I hope this person is in some counseling.
I believe you. Like, that's so sad.
Listen to this.
It breaks my heart.
It says, when I was a child, it was much worse because she refused to let me sleep with her when I was scared.
I just said that, didn't I?
Yeah. And would pray for me before leaving me alone to deal with the things that never went away. That's even actually a little more terrifying that your mom acknowledges to the point that she prays for it, I guess, to go away.
But she's not there to comfort you.
Which feels like a weird ritual in front of you that's not doing anything and there's another spirit or something that's supposed to protect you from that one.
But I won't try to put you in a safe place with me or something.
Pretending it didn't exist never stopped me from seeing things all of the time. Mm. It was only as I got older that I learned that there seemed to be a history of sensitivity or attraction in my family. My mom has never admitted it and still denies my experiences, but she's given me advice that makes me think she sees things too. Oh, this mom confuses me.
Yeah.
She is all over the place. I also have an aunt who has seen things in mirrors. All of my siblings have experiences, and one of my sisters in particular has never lived or worked anywhere that didn't need to be blessed because of the activity. Her children have also begun to see things.
Oh, wow.
One of my first very vivid memories from childhood, you're going to hate this, was seeing a clown in my closet.
No.
There are people, I should have started this episode out with a trigger warning. Because there are so many people afraid of clowns. It would stare at me every night for a week.
Oh.
And I would just lie in my bed trying to figure out what it could be. In the morning, I remember going into the closet to check on what had made that figure because I was sure my mind was playing tricks on me. Nothing was in the closet, let alone something that would make that shape. To this day, I remember the blue diamonds on the face and the black empty eyes. Shortly after it went away, I began having experiences of my feet being pulled when I was in bed. After that, I almost always slept with my brother or hid under the covers. Thank goodness her brother let her sleep with him. Over time, I started to ignore these experiences because I had been taught not to trust myself. I never stopped seeing them. I just adapted. If a creature were outside of my room, I'd move the bed. Something in my closet, just make sure to keep the door shut. Dead girl in the bathroom, insist on closing the bathroom door when not in use. A voice talking in another room when I'm home alone? Must have been my imagination. A glowing gold woman entering the room where I was sleeping, sitting on the side of the bed, talking to me in German and touching my stomach? Must have been a dream. I was very good at writing things off. I think the day things changed was before I moved out for the first time. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing a soldier leaning over me. I was on my back, which was unusual since I almost always slept on my side or stomach, and my hands were out of the covers, almost unusual because I'm very uncomfortable sleeping with anything uncovered.
Yeah, I totally get that. Hands up over here.
Seeing me awake, the soldier stopped with his hand extended toward mine and faded away. I was left feeling very calm and comforted, but confused. What had I just seen? The next night was different. I was in bed having a very strange dream when I suddenly woke up and looked around the room. From where I was, I could see a figure in the doorway. It was an old woman with a mane of tangled, dirty gray hair that snarled over her hunched shoulders down to her bare feet. She wore a soiled, torn nightgown, and her face was the stuff of nightmares. She had black eyes, a large, hooked nose, and broken, bloody teeth between her torn lips. Everything about her seemed putrid and rotten. She smelled like dirty diapers, and the menace rolling off of her made my eyes water with fear. Her fingers were like claws, and she flexed them constantly as she paced from side to side in the doorway as if she couldn't get in. I knew she wanted in. She wanted to kill me. I sat up slowly and watched her for several minutes. She didn't go away or talk, but continued to shuffle from side to side. I thought she was still living at home, but maybe she was married and living at home. Because it says, my husband then would not wake up, so I had to gather my courage and break eye contact to reach across him and turn on the light, which I did, and she was gone, but I had never felt more terrified in my entire life. I've read about sleep paralysis and always question myself when I see something just waking up, but I was definitely awake and definitely able to move. I've seen the same old woman one other time in a different apartment. It was the same experience. She just stood in the doorway and glared at me as if she wanted to get in to rip my throat out, but she couldn't for some reason. I've talked to another sensitive about it, and he called her the crony. I wouldn't say I like saying that word out loud if I can help it. If I talk about her at all, I call her a witch. When I moved out on my own, my experiences increased. I would see shadows almost constantly, walking in the hallway, crawling on the floor, ceilings, and walls, and even standing by my bed. My bed would shake at night at least once a week for months. I also started to find pennies in places I hadn't been. I'm very clean and meticulous about where I put things, so it was very odd when I started to find pennies in my living room, a room I rarely visited except to vacuum once a week. I'd pick it up, and then I'd find one the next day in nearly the exact same spot. They moved slowly towards the front door, which I rarely used due to scary neighbors, and last time I saw them in that house was a month before I left, sitting right outside my front door. Several months after I moved into my new house, I found a penny on the doormat. I also had chain locks and deadbolts come unlocked inside when I lived alone. That was very disturbing for me since I lived alone, and I knew it was basically impossible for those locks to be undone by anyone who wasn't inside the house. I was always very careful about locking doors since I didn't live in a very nice neighborhood. Yet regularly in the morning when I went to leave for work, the deadbolt would be undone and the chain would be hanging. I hate that. I eventually invited a local paranormal group to investigate and had the doors unlocked by themselves while they were there. The only anomaly they detected, however, was around me. For some reason, I registered on an EMF device. Oddly enough, I haven't often been frightened by these experiences. Most of the time, I try to determine if I have really seen what I think I've seen or if it was some sort of misunderstanding. For the things that stick around and are more than shadows, I try to figure out if it's good or bad. I live in a new house now with roommates. I do what I can to protect myself, like washing my clothes and bedding with sage and lavender and burning sage in the house about once a month. I've noticed that I experience more when I'm traveling. It's difficult to protect myself without a belief system to hold on to, so I've learned to imagine the room I'm in being full of light, so bright that no darkness can get in. The light pushes out the darkness and sets up a protective barrier. I'm not quite sure how it works, but I'm very happy that it does. Thank you for reading my story. I appreciate your podcast and the work you do, Nikki.
Hey, back to the conversation in just a second. I love great deals as much as the next guy, but I'm not going to crawl through a bed of hot coals just to save a few bucks. You know, there's offers like that all the time. But check out this. This is not that. This is something amazing. It's easy. There's no hoops. There's no BS. Mint Mobile. They say that it's easy to get a wireless plan for $15 a month. No, it's true. It is true. With the purchase of a 3-month plan, I called him on it. I checked it out. Turns out, yeah, it really is that easy to get wireless for $15 a month. I know it sounds crazy. I didn't believe it at first either, but it's true. The longest part of the process was the time I spent on hold waiting to break up with my old provider, which was, you know, we talked, we said, it's not you, it's me. We cried a little bit. We hugged virtually, you know, through a phone. And we said goodbye after many years. And I'm like, yes, $15 a month. You want to do the same thing? Get started. Go to mintmobile.com/ghost. There, you'll see that right now, all 3-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan as well. Bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Find out how easy it is to switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/ghost. That's mintmobile.com/ghost. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ghost. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Now back to our stories.
See, that is a lot of stuff going on in poor Nikki's life. Like,
wow, I guess.
It's intense, isn't it? Like a soldier, the old crony lady, the deadbolt things. The one thing I actually felt was positive was the pennies. Mm-hmm. It almost makes me think there's somebody that's watching out for and like, here, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching out for you to help protect you. That's how I would interpret the penny thing, if that gives her any peace at all.
I somehow feel like she is protected. I don't know if this makes sense, but that there's some sort of barrier around her that I think maybe she can see through into, you know, other planes, but I think that she's protected. The woman couldn't get in the door. And even when the door's unlocked and is as if something wants to get in, it still can't. It's like it can't get through the door.
It's kind of like a black-eyed old crony lady.
Yeah, but it can't get in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to quite explain the feeling, but I feel like she's being protected by something, that she has some sort of protection around her because she is so, you know, susceptible to seeing things, that in order to make it livable,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is has made it so they can't touch her. You know, as scary as the clown was, he didn't seem to come out of the closet. Or, you know, it just seemed like everything she told us.
God, could there be something much creepier than now, waking up and seeing a clown now, in your closet?
The soldier was close to her, but she said that felt comfortable. Remember?
Yeah, maybe it's a soldier maybe who's watching out soldier. For her. Maybe that's a grandparent
yeah,
or somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because the soldier seemed to, she said she woke up and he was like leaning over her. And I almost wonder if he's like protecting her. Because she said, and he just kind of held out his hand and then kind of faded off. I wonder if, you know, like I said, I think she's protected. I think she may see things, but I don't think they can get to her.
And maybe too, like, it seems like a weird relationship with her mom. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I could just be reading into it. But just what we read right there, there was some weirdness. And, oh, you're not special enough to have paranormal experiences. And
well,
if she says that about that, what does she say about, you know, you can't try out for cheerleader. You'll never make the team.
I have to say, Nikki sounds really particularly special. Yeah. I mean, like, she really has a
gift. I wonder if she's had this weird, not a lot of parental support maybe in her life, and could it be like a grandparent type of figure around her to kind of protect her?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think there's something protecting her.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, even though the doors are unlocked, nothing came in.
Though,
right?
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to wake up and see that old lady pacing in front of my door tonight.
No.
Oh, shit.
But she didn't seem to be able to break through the barrier, right?
Right.
And it just seemed like everything she said, it'd be like they couldn't get to her.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I think she's safe, even though she sees things.
And I wonder, too, there's a lot of people who actively, and maybe she doesn't even want to, but I've talked to a lot of people who they embrace that paranormal stuff. And I talked to a lady on the Grave Talks this week who really shuts it down. Like, she's like, I don't want to see them. I'm okay with experiencing them, but I have to control that.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's a way she could kind of get control
yeah,
over.
I'm wondering.
But that last thing that she said about the light, like, I do that at night. I'm mm-hmm. like, I visualize, like, surrounding myself with love and gratitude and all that mm-hmm. stuff. As cheesy as that might sound, it kind of puts me in a good headspace mm-hmm. before I go to sleep. And that it says, she imagines the room being full of light, so bright that no darkness can get in. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, well, here is our next story.
Yes, my name is Hillary West, and we lived in a house in Jackson, Tennessee, on top of a hill, and we called it the White House. When we first moved in, I moved into the room near the attic. We explored the attic, found a dollhouse there, and cleaned it up, played with it for a little bit, and then the dollhouse disappeared. I was about 5-6 years old, and, you know, blamed it on my brothers. But when we moved out of the house and we sold it to another couple that had children, and I knew them from school, I asked them if they found a dollhouse. They said yes. They cleaned it up, they played with it, and it disappeared. So that's two owners in a row. But in that particular house, we knew that there was something going on because my sisters and I, there's three of us, five children total, but three of us, and we would walk down the stairs in the front area. And then when we'd hit the platform, we would float down the stairs. And all three of us to this day still remember floating down the stairs. The house had secret passages that we would find. We saw glowing eyes at one point in time under the stairs. My mom had a party trick that she would do, where she would go to the front door, lock the door, kick it twice, and it would open. And nobody else could do it. And she got in such a habit of doing it that one time she knocked the door twice, and the door opened, and it freaked her out. So this was what we call the house on Haunted Hill, literally. But, you know, that house just started all the ghost hunting that I did with my sister. So we've gone to the Queen Mary, we've gone to Virginia City, you know, that started our ghost hunting your experiences. So we have more stories to tell. If you'd like to give us a call back, my number is, thank you, bye-bye.
And obviously I took his phone number out.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Yeah, I would love to talk more about him. What they call it, the house on the...
The White House?
A dollhouse?
First off, finding a dollhouse, and then...
In the attic?
In the attic. And then it disappeared?
Mm-hmm. Played with it a while, and then it just wasn't there. Blamed it on the other kids.
And maybe mom and dad threw it away.
But... It shows up again with the next family.
Which is strange.
Like, you could have bought it. You could have said, somebody threw it away or whatever, or hid it or whatever. But to just have the same family say, because, all right, let's say their parents hid it and just put it out of sight, out of mind. Why, I don't know. They would, but they did. And then they were moving, so they put it back out again. It doesn't explain why it disappeared again.
Right.
Unless their parents did the same thing, but I would not know why.
I mean, they found it in the attic. Where are you going to hide it?
And who cares if
you found it in the attic?
And who cares if the kids are playing with some old thing, you know, that they found? I think that's really bizarre.
And what up with them floating?
I know. That's what I was going to say,
too. I've never quite heard that before.
I was going to say the same thing. I have never heard that, like, you come down the stairs, and then it was like you reached a point there, and then you just sort of floated.
And we had that trick. We would run down the stairs as fast as we could, then grab onto the top of the door frame and kind of swing.
And kind of Tarzan down, ourselves. We didn't float.
My God, do you know how bad I would hurt myself if I did that now? Oh. My God, I'd end up in the ER, but I did it all the time back then.
I have no explanation. I have nothing on that. I've never heard any. If there is someone else out there who can remember a similar thing where you floated, please let us know. I want to know if this is a thing.
It was three of the kids floated, not all of the kids.
And it was a special spot, too. It wasn't like it just happened here and there in the house and you might be walking along and all of a sudden you kind of float, you know. It kept happening in the same spot again.
I would like to talk to him because, you know, it's interesting because, like, we were talking in, I think maybe the last episode or the one before, about if we wouldn't have lived in the house we lived in, would we have paranormal experiences now? Did that open us up for that now? And it's kind of like that with him. It sounds like they have continued to drop the Queen Mary in there. Right. I'd love to hear what he has to say about the Queen Mary.
Have been doing ghost hunting. But now, like the story before with Nikki, she just seems to have it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know it mattered where she lived or what or, you know. It just seemed to be part of her DNA and she did also suggest that, you know, other family members,
it was kind of passed down.
Like throughout had it. And I just can't help but feel like maybe the mother did too, but was just in denial, you know?
And that almost sounded like some weird Faye Dunaway movie where, like, she's like, I have it, but you're not special enough to have it, Christina.
It was kind of weird like that. Like,
although her name was Nikki, but I was thinking of Joan Crawford.
Yeah, but who would say you're not special enough for something? Like, who would even say that?
Because it makes me think poor Nikki never did any of the things. Like, you can't be a cheerleader, Nikki. You know, it's just sad.
It's so weird. I can't.
Because that's like, my thing, maybe.
Nikki, you totally can have your experiences. I mean, they belong to you. Like, that's so weird.
But it's like that guy and his family experiences. You know, I can't explain any of that, but they happen.
Yeah, they happened, and he had those experiences. And I would like, I just want to know about this floating thing. Is there, because I've not heard it. And, you know, we've had floating spirits and floating. I saw a man float through the room or whatever, but I float. Now, it's almost a bit of a levitation thing, but it's weird. Is it? I don't know what would do that, cause that. But if we have any of our listeners have had a floating type experience, especially one that happened repeatedly.
Yeah, it was like how we went down the stairs and we would grab that. They would go down the stairs and float.
And it just float, which I got to tell you, could be super fun.
Especially if you're a kid. It would freak me out now if I was going down a staircase and started floating. I'm like, put me down gently, please.
But I mean, I have to say, I'll bet it was kind of fun. But I'd like to know if anybody else has had this sort of thing.
He needs to let us know more of these stories.
Yeah.
I would love to hear some more.
I wonder if he ever, he said there was glowing eyes too.
Mm-hmm.
And the house we lived in growing up, I never saw them, but the family that lived in there prior to me, one of the kids had told me that they had seen glowing eyes, red, in the house. I just always knew I was going to, so I always just like tried not to look anywhere when I was running up the stairs or whatever or through, you know. I would like to know a little bit more, like, does he know anything about that house at all?
Yeah.
Like, is there any history there? How old was the house? It sounded like it was in the South, wasn't it?
I didn't hear that.
And I just wonder, you know, is there anything that it's tied to?
I don't know. And I want to know what happened on the Queen Mary.
I do too.
So please call back in and let us know, please. Mm-hmm. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it, like that Queen Mary story. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive and no commercials, then become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.